The Anshe Knesset HaGadol said three things. We're going to discuss today the second and third. The second one is Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. You should Hemidu, to stand, make stand many Talmidim. You should have many Talmidim. But the interesting lashon here of Hemidu, which I always thought makes it sound like to give them the ability to stand on their own. Hemidu is causative. To give them the ability, that's what a Rebbe tries to do. A Rebbe doesn't just try to create people that are dependent upon him. He tries to create people who are self-sufficient, to give them the ability to stand on their own. Says Rabbi Yonah here, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, he quotes a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. He says, this Mishnah is like Beis Hillel, but it's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, Ein melamdin el talmid hogunot sanua yarei shamayim v'kosher. Beis Shammai said, we don't teach Torah to everyone. Torah is very holy. Torah is very special. We don't just teach anyone. Rather, there's a prerequisite in order to learn Torah. You need to be intelligent. You need to be modest. You need to be yarei shamayim. Beis Hillel had a different approach, though. Beis Hillel said, melamdin l'chol adam. We teach anyone. Anyone who wants to come into the Beis Medrash, we teach him. Now, it's very clear from the continuation there of the Gemara, of Chazal, in Avos Rabbi Nosson, that Beis Hillel didn't disagree that theoretically Torah is so holy, it's so special, it should only be taught to people that are deserving, that are on a certain madrega, that have a certain potential. It doesn't sound like he was disagreeing with that. Now, the truth is, you could disagree with that. There is a Chazal tell us that we teach Torah even to people who are not on a level because Hamo'or Shebo Machzir Lemutov. There's a certain light to Torah that can bring a person to the proper path. But Beis Hillel said we teach everyone. Why? Because it's very hard to judge. See, the Beis Shammai, it sounds like they would test people. They would look at people. They would analyze them. And that was it. Where they were, if they were roy, if they were fit to come into the Beis Medrash, they let them in. And Beis Hillel said, you know, we can't judge people like that. We have to assume great potential in every single Talmud until we know for sure otherwise. That's why he says, if there's Mea Talmidim, you got to admit everyone to the yeshiva because Yotzu Asara Tovim. It's true, not everyone is going to be on a super high madrega to really become a gadol in Torah. But we don't know who will be those 10 that will emerge. And therefore, we need to put our effort into everyone. Asara, maybe we'll get two. Two, even when it comes to two, we don't know which one is going to really succeed. And here, Beis Hillel shows a little bit more optimism. And if it's both, so even better. So we have to bring in 100 because it's true. If you let in 100, you might only get 10. And you know what? You might even get 100. But the point is that we shouldn't be making those judgments. It's reminiscent of that Gemara in Brachos on Chaf Ches, where the Gemara says that Oso Ayom, the day that Rabbi Gamaliel of Yavne was deposed, he was the Nasi, and because of a machlokas that emerged, he was removed from his position as being the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. And apparently, he subscribed to the view of Shammai. And he was of the opinion that we're only going to allow into the Beis Medrash people who are up to a certain Madrega, people who only pass a certain test in order to get into the Beis Medrash. And there was a guard at the door. But Beis Hillel, but when he was deposed and Rav Elazar ben Azariah took over, so one of the things, first things that happened on that day that he took over is they removed the guard from the Beis Medrash. It was a whole different attitude. And as soon as that happened, they had to start adding a tremendous number of benches to the Beis Medrash because all of these people that up until now were not allowed into the Beis Medrash, they were allowed in. So it's interesting there because the Gemara then says that Rav Elazar ben Azariah had a chalisha sadas. He felt very sad when he realized that he was perhaps preventing so many people from learning Torah. And the Gemara consoles him. It's not so clear that his approach was wrong in this machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But Rabbeinu Yonah points out that this Mishnah here sounds like Beis Hillel. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. What's the stress on Harbe? That you don't know which Talmud is going to be successful and therefore you have to put your effort into all of them. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a Maisa with Hillel that he once had, and he obviously subscribed to the view, the Beis Hillel subscribed to the view of Hillel. Hillel, there was a story once where he got all of his Talmidim together, and he said, is everyone here? And the Talmidim said, yes. And then one of the Talmidim said, no, everyone's not here. Your youngest, least significant Talmud is not here yet. So right away Hillel said, then we can't start. We need someone go get him. We have to make sure that he's here for the shir, because one day he will lead the generation. And sure enough, who the Gemara in Sukkah famously tells us, who was the smallest of Rav Hillel's Talmidim? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is famous for saving Torah. When the Romans had surrounded Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Gittin tells us, It was Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, leader in Yerushalayim, young Talmud, very young Talmud of Hillel. So he was now a very old man, because Hillel was many years before the Chorban. We're talking about Bayis Sheni. But his Talmud, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, was an old man at the time of the Chorban, and he snuck out of the city, feigned his own death, snuck out of the city, approached Vespasian, and asked, "Tein li yavne v'chachamel, save the rabbinical council, save the Sanhedrin, allow us to escape to Yavne." And that free passage for the Talmidim, for the Beis Medrash, for the Sanhedrin, is what saved Torah in that generation. So Hillel knew, either he saw the potential in Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, or he just, his approach was, you can't always see the potential of people when they're young. And that's why you have to admit everyone. And he says here that one day, little goats become big goats. You never know someone when they're young. And I think this is a very important, but what Rabbi Yonah is saying here is just so important for mechanchim, to realize that sometimes you come into a class, you come into a shiur, and it's very clear, these are the stronger Talmidim, these are the weaker Talmidim, and you never should really allow yourself to be fooled, because you never know. Some of those Talmidim who seem like they're the weaker Talmidim, you never know if at the end of the day they'll end up becoming bigger contributors to Torah. And this is the Gemara in Yevamos. This is the famous Gemara that discusses the Rabbi Kiva's, the death of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. But earlier in that Gemara, the Gemara darshans a pasuk in Koheles. This is Yevamos daf samach beis. Baboker zira es darecho v'lo erev al tanach yodecho. Then in the morning you should plant your seeds, and in the evening you should not stop working. And this is understood to reflect a person's life, that in the morning, meaning in the early years, a person should, here the Gemara learns it in terms of Talmidim. Im hamadat Talmidim bebacharusecho, if when you were young you have many Talmidim, don't stop. Ha'amid Talmidim bezeknusecho, you should continue even when you're old. Because you never know, as we've been learning in this Mishnah, you never know which Talmud is going to end up being the ones that are successful. And the Gemara says that about Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died in a plague. And he didn't give up. Rabbi Akiva continued. And because he continued, his later Talmidim were Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Rav Yehuda bar Eloi, some of the biggest Tanoim. The Gemara there has a list of Tanoim, all the Tanoim that came, that are famous for being the ones who were Mamed Torah, they all came after Rabbi Akiva's earlier Talmidim had all died. These were the later Talmidim. Okay, the Mishnah ends, Asu Siag LaTorah, that you should make a fence around the Torah. Shenemar quotes a pasuk, Shmartem Es Mishmarti, to make a Mishmeres for the Mishmeres, to make a fence. Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, excuse me, to make a fence around the laws of the Torah. V'Hasiag Hu Davar Gadol Meshubach, says Rabbeinu Yonah, making a Siag, making a boundary, is something that's very important. We know that there are many things that we encounter in Jewish life that are themselves not the Ikar HaDin, but they're there in order to protect the Ikar HaDin. Classic example would be Muksa. Muksa is not a Din D'Oraisa. Muksa is a Din D'Rabbanan. Why is Muksa there? So the simple interpretation, the reason I'm not supposed to touch and move a pen is because there's an Isser D'Oraisa to write. So if I'm not even able to touch a pen, Muksa, then I'll never come to write on Shabbos. So this is the idea of making a Siag. And he says to make a geder for the mitzvos, and this is for a person who's yareis Hashem. There is a famous smack, say for mitzvos katan, Rav Yitzchak Korbei, one of the French rishonim. So he writes that when a person really loves something, so he goes out of his way to protect it from not ever even possibly getting into a possible situation of confronting any challenges or any hardship. So he says, for instance, he doesn't say this, but an example, if a person has a child, so you try to shield your child from dangers, and that's because you love them. So too, when it comes to mitzvos, the idea of a siyag is to protect ourselves from being over on the yisur. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah here says, V'chein, ha-mekayim divrei chachamim shem siyagim min ha-mitzvos, chibev ha-yira mimi she'osa mitzvah atzma. So here, unlike the smack, who says that avas Hashem is what drives a person to protect, right? If you have a diamond that you love, so you don't just leave it out. You put it in a vault and you surround it with a guard. So the smack focuses on avas Hashem. Here, Ben Yonah talks more about yira shamayim. He says a person who's chibeb hayira. So there's a, he says because the person who has who puts up fences, so he's higher on a certain level than the person who keeps the Ikar Adin. Because Ein Asiyas HaMitzvah Hochach LeYirah K'mo HaShomer LeSiyagin SheNizar Mitzchilo Shlo Yavo Lidei Pshia, a person who's so careful he doesn't even want to perhaps get into a situation that might lead to an Aveira, so that shows on a certain level a greater dedication to mitzvos. Rabbeinu Yonah ends here by saying that the Divrei Chachamim, the Chazal, right? Many people say, oh, it's only a Dirabbanan, I don't have to take it so seriously. So this Mishnah is for you then. Because Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's the Divrei Chachamim, they are the Yesodos, they are the Ilonos Yiras Shamayim. That's the ticket to Yiras Shamayim, is through following the Dinei Dirabbanan, through following the details of Halacha, which is Ikar Ha'olam V'Yesod Hamayla. And he quotes here, we'll end with this, he quotes here the drasha on the pasuk at the very beginning of Shir HaShirim, Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Chazal learned this refers to Divrei Chachamim, are even greater, from a certain perspective, of the yayin of Torah. That a person who is willing and dedicated to keeping the siyagim, the dinei derabanan, so it shows and it also helps foster a greater love for all of Torah. I'm just going to end with one last point, and that is that historically, if you look at the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, so the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah really lived, and their function in Jewish history was really the three things that they speak about in this Mishnah. Misunim Badin, the court system, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, to teach Torah, and Siag LeTorah, to institute Dinei Dirabbanan. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, as we mentioned, was Ezra's Beis Din, and they came back, they were the Shivas Tzion, the ones who came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash and to reestablish Jewish life after the Gullus. And they set up courts and they taught Torah. These were their roles. Their roles were to adjudicate, to make sure Halacha was the law of the land. So they were the arbitrators of Halacha. They were the teachers of Torah. And they also contributed a tremendous amount of Dinei Dirabbanan in order to protect the Torah and to add to the Torah. Again, not add in the Baal Tosef sense, but for instance, they're credited by the Gemara in Brachos, and other Gemaras, they're credited with the composition of Shemona Esrei, Tfilos, Brachos, Havdalah. Many of the texts that we're familiar with were established by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, in addition to many other things that they were misakin. So it's interesting how the three things that they speak about here are also the role that they played historically for Klal Yisrael.